The person on the left is Colonel Kong Ping Mei. He was born on the 2nd of August in 1901 in Shanghai, and was appointed as the first bishop of Diocese Suzhou by Pope Pius XII in 1949. Later, because he resisted the church policy constructed by the Chinese Communist Party, he was arrested together with 27 priests and more than 300 Catholic laymen. In 1960, Bishop Kong Ping Mei was sentenced to life imprisonment and denied political rights for his lifetime. 19 years later, in consideration of political issue, he was secretly named a cardinal in pectore by Pope John Paul II, which means that his name was not publicly revealed and reserved by the Pope in Boston. After 30 years of imprisonment, he was finally released in 1985, and in 1991, Cardinal Kong Ping Mei was publicly announced to be the third cardinal in China. On 12th of March in 2000, he passed away in the United States. Next to Cardinal Gong is Father Vincent Leiby, whom Chinese name was Lei Mingyuan. He was a Belgian priest born in 1877. After Father Leiby read the biography of Father Dong Wenxue, who was a martyrdom in 1840 at Wuchang, he decided to do missionary work in China. He came to China at the age of 24. He witnessed Chinese people bullied by the Eight Power Allied Forces, and that was why he made up his mind to stand by Chinese people's side. He began to learn Chinese language, write Chinese calligraphy, wear Chinese clothes, and even read the Book of Confucianism, the Four Books and Five Classics. Then, in 1902, he became a priest in Beijing. Father Leiby started to do missionary work in Tianjin. He established Yixi newspaper, one of the four important newspapers at the early Republic period. When armed conflict between China and Japan erupted in the summer of 1937, he formed a relief corps and established a medical organization with the helping from the missionaries and Catholic laymen. Besides, the idea of East-Western fusion architecture in Beijing period of Fujian was also proposed by him. Father Leiby always reminded others, "Don't look at my nose and don't look at my eyes, just look through my heart and you will see that I'm a real Chinese." He was so proud of being a Chinese that at the age of 50, he finally got the Chinese nationality. After his death, he was regarded as a martyr by the government in honor of his great contribution, and his spirit was moved into the Martyr's Shrine in Taipei in 1977.